Romans chapter 4. What shall we say then that Abraham our forefather, according to the flesh, has found? If Abraham was justified by works, he had reason to boast, but not before God. Because what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, the reward is not considered as a gift, but payment. But to the one who does not work, but belies in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. Even as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness without works, saying, blessed are those whose sins are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not count sin. Does this blessedness come then upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? We say that faith was credited to Abraham for righteousness. How was it credited? When he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not when he was circumcised, but when he was still uncircumcised, and he received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had while still being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are not circumcised, that righteousness might be credited to them also. The father of the circumcised to those who are not of the circumcised, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our forefather Abraham, which he had while still being uncircumcised, because the promise that he should be the heir of the was not to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Because if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise is made of no effect, because the law works wrath, anger, judgment, because where there is no law, there is no sin. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end that the promise might be sure to all the descendants, not to those only who are of the law, but to those also who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before him in whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and speaks of those things which are not yet as though they already are, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that way was spoke, and so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his body dead when he was about 100 years old, nor even the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was credited to him as righteousen, S.N. Ow, it was not written. For his sake alone, tha, tiet, was credited to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be credited, if we believe on him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification.